Some of them sweet Spanish, it should be a special schuss for the Amayoshe of Bitzion in the middle of this brutal war. Should have Yeshuas for all the Chayalim, all the Chatufim, Gans Klal Yisrael. Perek Chof Dalid, Posuk, Chof Beit, Vahika Sher Kali Kilo Agmalim Lishtois, Vahika Chishnezim Zohar, Pekka Mishkolo, Shnei Tzvidim Ayadea, Aser Azov Mishkolom, Vayoymer Basmi, At Hagidina Ali, Yesh, Beis Avich, Makom Lanu Lalin. So when the camels finish drinking, the man took a gold ring of Becca weight and two bracelets for hands, 10 gold shekels in weight. And then he said to her, "Whose daughter are you? Please tell me, is there room in your father's house for us to spend the night?" So you see that first he gives her the jewelry, assuming that he knows that she's the one. And then he starts asking questions. Yeah, who's your father? Do you have room for us to stay? So why does he already give the jewelry? So Rashi explains that he knew he was going to be Matzliach. He knew he was going to be Matzliach. And therefore he only has to have to ask afterwards. So that's the Heilige Rashi. Later on, Pasuk Mem Zayin, he switches the order. When he's telling over the story, he says that first he asked and then he gave her the jewelry. And Rashi there says he was Mishana the Seder because they shouldn't say to him, "Hey, how'd you give her the jewelry without knowing who she was?" So Zichomim asks, "What's the Chorech? Amashikos of Rashi Khan. Negadam Vuar Bedivrei Eliezer Bepasuk Mem Zayin. What's the Echrech of Rashi saying against Eliezer himself in Pasuk Mem Zayin?" Because Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas Vayei, "Rashi Mukta Mukha Batorah, Gambo Isa Parsha." So from the fact that the Pasuk first says, "I asked and then I gave, and then I gave her the jewelry," lopped off the right Seder. So why are you machuich from the fact that Eliezer, the Torah says, Eliezer says, "First I asked, and then I gave the jewelry," that he was Mishana the Seder? Ain't Mukta Mukhar Batorah? There's no raya. So the Sifserim Blabs of the Tzarachim. It's also discussed by Tosis, Chulin 95b. So those are hard to understand. If it's a kasha, Mitzad Atzmo, that he doesn't want them to chop him and say, "Hey, how'd you give her before asking her who she was?" So this is if this is something that doesn't make sense to do, so then Eliezer should have thought of that from the get-go. Eliezer should have already taken into account at the beginning and not given to her before he asked. Let him first ask and then give. And Mem Zayin Rashi says it doesn't make sense to first give her the jewelry and then ask who she is. First, you have to ask who she is, and then give her the jewelry. Ah, you see, she comes from the right family, so you can give her the jewelry. But before you even know where she comes from, you can't give her the jewelry. So then, that's what Eliezer should have done. So why talk in Pasuk Chav Beis and Chav Gimel that he first give her the jewelry and then ask? Let him ask and then give the jewelry, like he related afterwards, according to Rashi. Doesn't say Vayitin, it's Vayikach. That he only gave it after he Shomnam lo natan ela lachar shesha'ala el shelokach v'shav v'achrei shamar bas besu'al anochi yisamen ezem al apah kasher amar lehem el shechose kana nesina. The Rabban, as is his derech, the great Ramban, reads the pasuk carefully. It doesn't say he gave to her. Pasuk of Bey says v'yikach ha'ish nezem zav. He took it, but he didn't give it to her yet. So he took it, then he asked her, and then he gave it to her, like it says in pasuk Mem Zayin. ואם זה גם רשב"ם, אז הוא ודאי יקשה לפי זה מכריח את רש"י לפרש לא כן. אחרי שכמו שכתבו הראשונים אדרבה, משמעות הפסוק הוא, משמעות הפסוק היא, the משמעות של הפסוק gives is that first he asked and then he gave. If he ייקח, doesn't mean that he gave, it means he took. So he took them, he asked and then he gave, like it is a פסוק מ"ז. He only gave after asking. And Rashi says, no. Rashi insists that first he gave and then he asked. But it's not the משמעות של הפסוק. It's also hard to understand Rashi, Pasuk Mem Zayin, Shishin Eliezer. Eliezer is making up stories. This is pasnish for Eliezer to make up stories. Greater is the sikh of the Avdei Ovis more than Torah of Bonim. Here the Torah goes into great detail. Whereas, we're talking about Chosh V'Zachin, like Tum and Taira. Torah says Mamish or Shabbos. Torah says Ramazim Dakim. Torah gives us subtle hints. And here the Torah goes into this great Gantz Arichus. So it's Kashel Omar, Sheyesh Kan Ezeshi fibbing. We used to call it when we were kids fibbing. Fibbing is like a nice way of saying lying. אז אפשר לומר כך, אומר מורנו ורבינו מאור עינינו לשמור לזכות, אהבת נפש רב דוד זצר. כתוב בפסוק י' ד' והיה נערה אשר אומר אליה, התינה קדך ואשתה, ואמרה שתה, וגם לגמליך אשקה, או איסו איכחת לעבדך ליצחק, ובועידו כי עשיסו חסד עם אדוני. The girl that I say to her to tip over your jug and I'll drink. And she says, drink, and I'll also give to your camels. So her you proved to your servant, to Yitzchak. And with that I will know that you have done chesed with with my master. Rashi explains, Oysoy chach tahainu, shtei guimeles chasodim v'ruwi li kones lebeisu shel Avraham. You want to know that she's a guimeles chasodim. And that she's fitting to go into the house of Avram Avinu. That's the Rechocha. We need a Pilas Chesed. Uva Eido Lashon Tchina. Shoda Liba Im Tia Mi Mishpachto Shal Avram Vayigenes Lai. She'az Eida Ki Asisa Chesed. That you inform me if she's from his family and she's a fit companion for him, she's memishpachto of Genesli, then I'll know that you did chesed. That's Rashi. Look in the Rabbana Nets. So it would appear that Rashi means as follows, that Uva Eida is not a perush of Oiso Hechachto. And with this I will know is not a perush of, and with that you have proven. Right? The Pasuk says, והנער אשר אומר לה, נתינה כדך ואשתה מרח שלה וגם מגלך אשקה, אוי סו איכחתו לעבדך לי, יצחק שי, you have proven, to your servant to יצחק, ובו עידן, with her I'll know, כי עשיס חסד עם אדוני. And with her I will know that you've done חסד with my master. זה שני דברים שונים. אליעזר דיבר כלפי שני דברים. It's not that ובו עידן, as a parish, and ובו עידן, איכחתו. שכלפי יצחוק, העניין הוא למצוא את האישה, ראויה לו. Vis-a-vis Yitzchak, what's the inyan? To find the right girl. You have to find the right girl for Yitzchak. V'ikaro boi chocha mea maisa shehem id Eliezer kinisayon shigomel es chesed boifin an ala biyoyser. And the primary proof is from this test that Eliezer is giving her. You know, they have tests. They test girls today. How do you do in chemistry, in physics, in math, in history? All the things that a bachur needs for a good wife. No, Rabbi say. Rabbi, I'm not saying the girl shouldn't know physics and math and history. It's good to have an education, it expands your mind. It's mamish kavaldik, it's wonderful, it's terrific. I send my girls to school also. But the ikar of a wife is, let's face it, nobody says, oh, I have such a happy marriage. Whenever I have a physics question, my wife knows the answer. Come on. Yeah, it's great. Again, nothing against knowledge. We love knowledge. We love what's in knowledge. It's knowledge of God. Teva is, it's God's will. It's wonderful to have now. But the chesed, the mice, the nisayon over here is she'a goimeles chesed. And that's for Yitzchak. Ve'en kan inyan shel bakasha v'tfila al chesed nosaf me'ashem klepi ze. She'a ze yesh no'chacha mima'asea. She'im kazuhi, yikachene v'im lo yikachene. And there's no bakasha, there's no tfila on an additional chesed from God vis-a-vis this. Because on this there's a proof from her deeds that if she is such a girl, she's a balas chesed, he's going to take her. If not, he's not going to take her. Famous Drosh Haran in the Drosh HaChamishis Kesef Mishnah. The 11th parak of Hilchos Akum, Alach Adalid, Ayin Sham. The Iker is that this girl comes Chesed. Midas, Deus you can change. Midas are Mushrash. El Shebin Osaf Lazeh, Hayta Bakasha, V'tfilah Shel Eliezer. Sheisha Zo, Sheyesh Mimaase Ochacha, ליויסר ראויה ליויס אשתו שיצחק יהיה בא עם חסד עם אדוני. Hainu Avraham. We want this girl, there should also be a hoichocha, that she's worthy of being the wife of Isaac. It should also be a chesed from my master. Who's my master? My master is Avraham. That he sent him to take a girl for his son, only from his family. Sheze inyan shel Avraham. V'lo inyan prati b'ishto shel Yitzchak. This is for Avraham, that she should come from Avraham's family. As far as Yitzchak goes, he needs a girl with good midas. She's a balas chesed. And that's determined by the maisa with Eliezer, the test that he presented her with. Is she going to give me the drink? And then there's also a tefillah, there's a tchina, there's a supplication that God should do chesed. And he should send him the girl from the right family, from Abraham's family. And therefore he says the hoichocha is for Yitzchak. Nochem aloshen apasuk. V'oisoichach de la'avdecho li Yitzchak. The proof is to Yitzchak. And then uva'eda ki asisa chesed im adoini. She says deval nosaf, deval acher. That I want you to do a chesed with Avraham. That she should come from his family. And that's what it says in verse 12. V'yomer Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham. V'yomer Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham akrei lana lefanai hayom v'asei chesed im ani Adoni Avraham. Hakrei na lefanai haynu b'me she'omed lefanai shu isha li Yitzchak. She'imatzei isha ruya lo v'ruyut zo hi ba'isha she'yeh ba v'ayah na'ara. So firstly, we have over here, he asked God that I want you to do a chesed with my master, with Avraham. First, he says, Hakreina lefanai hayom. What's lefanai? Lefanai is what's in front of me, that I need a wife for Yitzchak. I need the wife shematima li Yitzchak. And this girl is going to be Vayah Nara, the girl who's really generous with the giving to drink. And then to that he adds, V'asisa chesed, v'asa chesed im adoini. I also want this to be a chesed with my master, that she should be from Abraham's family. V'nimtza lefi zeh, shebema shekatuv hakrei na lefanai, v'oiso echachta, ne'amar b'zeh sheyesh kan maise Hashem l'kboa, את האישה הראויה ליצחק, אלא שהוא רק כלפי עצם היותה אשתו של יצחק, שקבע כן בהקרינה. וכלפי זה הנערה שתאמר שתי, יש כאן ראיית עיניים וידיעה ברורה על ידי הורה מהשם, שזו אשתו של יצחק. So when he says הקרינה לפניי, I want you to chance before me. V'oiso echachta, her you've proven. So this is a maisa of God to establish the woman who's good for Yitzchak. But that's as far as Yitzchak goes. She gives to drink. So this is God showing me that she's the wife of Yitzchak. Like we see in the Gemara in Tainis 4a, that even if she's a chigeris or a suma, she's lame, blind, he's going to take her. The Balas Chesed, Hakreina Hashem Bnei Hashem, God sending him the right one. Aval klapei heotam mishpachto shel Avraham, ein hakreina ta nara ruya maase Hashem b'ze, el rak tefila ubitachon bizchuto shel Avraham, sheyatzliach Hashem darko, shehi kafi shehizhiru Avraham lakachat isha levno mishpachto. But being from the mishpach of Avraham, that's not the Hakreina Sanaira. That's a tefillah. That's bitachon. The Hakreina Lefanai, that's going to prove that she's the right one, mitzad Yitzchak. That's God proving to me that she's worthy of Yitzchak, if she's a Balas Chesed. And in addition to that, is the fact that she's from Avram's family. And that's a tefillah. And there he's sure Hashem's going to be Matzliach Darko. Because Avraham Avinu told him to take a girl from my family. So in other words, there are two things over here. One is I'm giving her a test to see if she's fitting. And then God's going to show me if she passes the test and she's the one. God has sent me the right one. And then there's also a tefillah to Hashem and also bitachon that that she's going to be from Avram's family. That Hashem's going to do chesed im Adoni. In other words, that this girl who comes before me, that I'm finding for Yitzhak, is also going to be from the family, from Avram's family. That's what Avram wants. So again, these are two separate inyanim. One is the test. And he says, if the girl passes the test, then I know that it's the one that God sent. If the girl says this to me, she passes the test. And then there's also the bitachon. There's the tefillah and the bitachon. Uva'eda, Rashi says Lashon Tchina. He's asking that she should be from Avram's family and the right one, and then I'll know that you did a chesed. And that's what it says in Rashi, that he was... That's what it says, Vayom Hashem Elokei Adoni Avram Akreina Lefanai Ayom, and then Hasei Chesed Im Adoni. Akreina Lefanai Ayom is that she should be the right one for Yitzchak, and it's a chesed that she was from Avram's family. So that Akreina Lefanai is a Ma'aseh of Hashem to prove that she's the right one for Yitzchak. When she says Tomar Shtei, she passed the test. And her being from the family of Avram, that's not a Kreina Senaira Ruyamase Hashem. That's a tefillah and also bitachon and the schus of Avram, that Hashem's going to make him successful. Hashem's going to make Eliezer successful, as Avram warned him. He said, take a girl from my family, parenthetically. The Maharsha writes in Tainis Daf Dalet, and what the Gemara says, that Eliezer didn't ask properly because maybe the girl would come out, she'd be lame, she'd be blind. So Tosfos says, what about her being a mamzeres or a shivcha? It's also a problem. And the Maharsha says, maybe she won't be from Avram's family. So the Maharsha says, no. Since he davened, like Rashi says, uva'eda, he was davening, so he wasn't choshesh. And therefore the kashya of Tosfos also isn't shver. Once she's from Mishpachas Avram, she's not a Mamzeres or a Shivcha. Tosfos was bothered. Maybe what about Mamzeres or Shivcha? Why isn't that a concern? The answer is no. He's davening that she should be from Avram's family. So then Besay, then it's gonna be Besay there. Not only gonna be she can be from Avram's family. He was davening that she should be from Avram's family, but she should also be she's obviously not going to be a Mamzeres or a Shivcha if she's from Avram's family. So the Chigeres or the Suma, that's Shalu Shaloka Hogan. Maybe she's going to be a Chigeres or a Suma. So that's Taka concern. That's that Krayna Lefanai. Maybe she's going to do a Chesed, she's going to pass the test, but she's going to be blind or lame. But the concern about not being from her family of Ram is not a concern, because there was a tefillah and there was a bitachon that everything's going to be okay. And when it says uva'eda ki asisa chesed im Adoni, uva'eda is mamish yediyah. Just like there's a yediyah after Shtei Adoni, as far as it being matim for Yitzchak, there's also ba'eda ki asisa chesed im Adoni, that she's from the mishpach of Avram. And for that, he has to ask her. He has to first find out, are you really from Avram's family? So the test is a test. And if she passes the test, then everything is terrific. She's She's fitting for Yitzchak. But then he has to answer, and he's praying to Hashem that she should also be from Avram's family, and for that he has to ask her first. And that's what it appears to be pshat in Pasuk Chof Aleph, Eish Mishtal HaMachrish, Adas Hatzlech Hashem Darko Imlo. So the man was, he was wondering, he was silent, he wanted to know, is he successful or is he not successful? He was in wonderment. So what's the Pasuk telling us? What do we need to know this for? He was thinking about it. What does it matter? We have to know what he did. What does it matter what he was thinking? And not only that, the mashmos of the pasuk is he wasn't sure he was matzliach. So how to say behemshech that he takes the jewelry and he gives it to her, without even asking who she is? He's besupik. He's mishtoeh. So after he's mishtoeh, what is he giving her the jewelry for? The alshech is omen on this kasha. So based on what we said, it would appear as follows: that anyway, the alshech asked, how to say machrish ladas. Hayitochen shahaylo shay mistapik achrei teslo for who yisbarach es kol asher shoa. What's his question? She did exactly what she was supposed to do. What do you mean he was machrish ladas? Is he matzliach or not matzliach? It's clear that he was. She passed the test. The answer is, the Mishtal Adas, he didn't know, was in the Bameida, Bababubaida, what family she was from. So Akrei Nalafanai, there he had no sfeikus. Because this is Aram and Hashemayim. He says to God, listen, I want the girl to pass my chesed test. And she passed it with flying colors. But he was still masupik about the family. That he didn't know. So he gives her the jewelry because he knows that she's fitting for Yitzchak. But the pasuk says, "Va'ish mishtar la machrish ladas, machrish ladas hatzliach Hashem darko." He's masupik in the ladas uba eda. Again, the Ba'eda is she from Avram's family. So he knew he was cool with the chesed. The chesed, she was a balasad. Chesed, and that's why he gave her the jewelry, even before he asked. Because he knew she was fitting for Yitzchak as a wife. But the question is Hashem Matzliach his derech? What's his derech? To find a wife from the family of Avram? That he didn't know. So it says this pasuk to tell us that he was mishtala machrish ladas atzliach Hashem derecho imlo. It's explaining what he did behemshech. That he didn't know if she was from the family of Avram. But he did know that she passed the chesed test. He did know that she passed the chesed test. And therefore, Vayter, since she was the next plus success, since she passed the chesed test, so he could already give her the jewelry. And his only suffix was vis-a-vis the family. But still he doesn't know what family she's from. Maybe he can make the shidduch. So according to what we said, it would appear as follows. That it says in Pasuk Chav Beis, Ve'ikach ish nezim zav beka mishkal shneitzim da'av de'asar azav mishkalim. It says he takes the nezim zav beka mishkalo. He takes the gold ring of a beka weight. And two bracelets al yodeha for her hands. Asaras of Mishkalim. So it says by tzmidim al yodeha, he put it on her hands. Nezim, it didn't say he put it on her nose, like it says in Pasuk Mem Zayin. Vasim nezim al apa by tzmidim al yodeha. Today nose rings doesn't go for Beis Yankov girls, but back then that was the style. It's okay. So he puts the nezim on her nose, and the tzmidim on her hands. That's back then. That's both. In the first pasuk, it says that he put the bracelets on her hands, but not the nose ring he didn't put on her. And then later on, when he recounts what happened, he says he gave her the nose ring as well. So why is that? So the Al-Sheikh has already omitted on this kasha. Based on what we said, it would appear as follows. Based on what Rashi says, that the Bekah is Remez L'Shikla Yisrael, and Smidim is the Shnei Luchos. So Bishlam, he was Merami, is now in the Shnei Luchos Keneged HaTorah, because now Zachsa B'Torah, she's going to be Yitzchak's wife. Torah is Dikri Yisrael Am Yisrael. So you have to know what you're being Zochah to. But Shekel is Neged HaKorbonos. That the Shenotnu Yisrael Machtzis HaShekel, Shilam Chelik B'Korbonos. So why is he being Merami now on the Shekel, the Korbonos? More than other mitzvahs, Ayin B'Gur Aryekan. As Nara B'Yul Kach, that since Kana, like we said, there was a Tefillin of Bakashu Ba'Ida, and that she should find the right one. V'Tzliach HaDav Ra'idei Tefillah, U'mishum Shekarav Hashem LiYisrael V'Shomayas Tefillasim. So he's davening, and he's hoping that everything's going to work out. God listens to our tefillas. And what's the ikar of Kirva of Hashem? Karbonas. Tefillas Makom Karbonas. Right, that's the V'yishe Yisrael Tefillasam Be'avas Kabel Baratzah. We have the fires of Israel, the tefillah, the Karbonas, and the tefillas. So it's one. So he's Merami's to the Karbonas, the tefillas. So he's Merami's on the Schiv Ma'al Yisrael Ba'avoida. Tefillah. That's why he gives her these the shkalim to Merami's to the Shikla Yisrael. They're going to be giving for the Karbonas. Because the tefillah was successful because of the schus of Am Yisrael. V'yishe Yisrael was tefillas and be'avas kabel baratzon Hashem's mekabel tefillas. And that's the nezim keneged Shikla Yisrael. So it comes out she'b'torah she'zachta b'miyad. So the Torah she zochet to immediately. He gives her the shnei tzmidim. Because you're going to marry Yitzchak, and that's Torah, that's Kal Yisrael. But when it comes to the avod and the tefillah, there it says vich mishta la machrish la das. He doesn't know yet. Is she the right one? He's still mesupik. There's no clear knowledge on Kabbalah's tefillah. She's really Kal Yisrael. So if we didn't give it to her immediately, only after he knew who she was, and then it was ubayida. Then he knew that tefillah was miskabel, and therefore he didn't put it on her nose yet. Because the tzmidim, he can say, "Ah, you're matim for Yitzchak, you're matim for Torah." That I know. Yitzchak is Torah. But what about being from Avram's family? Are you worthy of being the mother of Klal Yisrael, whose tefillahs are going to be accepted? So I had a tefillah that you should come from Avram's family. I don't know if that tefillah was miskabel yet. Again, the tefillah was that she should be from the right family. He didn't know she was from the right family yet. So he couldn't put it on her nose. He can only put it on her, we can only give on the hands he could put it because he knew she was fitting for Yitzchak. That's the two luchos, that's Torah. But when it actually happened later on, for whatever reason, he said differently. He said, "Vasim esenezem alap." But when the Torah relates what happened, it says, "No, that's at first he didn't. He just he took the nezem, but he didn't put it on her nose. He only gave her the two tzmidim. He gave her the bracelets keneged the aseret dibritz because that's Torah, meaning Yitzchak. She zochet to Yitzchak." But the nezim symbolizes the shekel, the tefillah. Is her tefillah answered? Is she really from Avram's family? And that's tefillah. That's the karbonos. Is his tefillah being answered, and therefore she's from Avram's family? He didn't know yet, so he couldn't put it, give her the nezim on her nose. So now we understand Rashi. The Ramban is correct. Vayikach ha'ish means he didn't give it to her yet. He just took them. Just according to Rashi, when it says Vayikach, and let's say Vinosan, what the Pasuk is saying here is there was the kicha shalaisa le'nesina achshav. Right now he takes both, but he doesn't give both. But isn't that he didn't give it at all? The Tzmidim is Al Yadeh. The Tzmidim he gave her. But the Nezim he didn't give her yet. That's the Vayikach. So the Pasuk says that Vayikach Hayish Nezim Zav Beka Mishkalo, that he took. And then Shnei Tzmidim Al Yadeh, that he actually gave her. He gave her because he knew she was worried if the Yitzhak was Torah, was Kali Yisrael's Torah. But he didn't know if his tefillah was answered, that she's also from the family of Avram. So the Nezim, he didn't put it on her nose yet. And that's why the Pasuk says, Vish Mishtai. He was wondering. So that's explaining what it says, Behemshech. Since he wasn't sure yet. So what did he do? Right, it says, Vaish Mishta Eila Macharish Lada Satzli Achashem Darkoim Lo. And the man was, Rashi says, Lashon She'ias. The lashon of waste, of desolate, tisha. V'omer ad masay Adoni v'omer ad asherim show ori me'in yoshev. Pasuk in Isaiah. There's going to be this great destruction. And then the Jews are going to come back. But the point is, and we realize there was this mishtom mispal shura der kol atzlech, but he doesn't know yet. He knows he's close, but he doesn't know if he's there yet. So that's pasuk chaf aleph. And since he doesn't know if he's there yet, that explains pasuk chaf beis, that he didn't actually place the nezim zav on her nose because he wasn't sure if his tefillah was answered yet. That's the kesher between Chaf Aleph and Chaf Beis. In Chaf Aleph, he was wondering, was he really Matzliach? Is she really from Avram's family? Was his tefillah answered? And therefore, she's going to be the mother of Klal Yisrael, whose tefillahs are answered. Vishay Yisrael, Tzvilosam, Be'avas, Kabel, Baratzam. He didn't know yet. So he didn't put the Nezim Zav on her nose. The Shnei Tzmidim, yes, because he knew she was fitting for Yitzchak. As far as Yitzchak is concerned, he knows she's the one. But as far as Avram is concerned, as far as being from Avram's family, and the mother of the nation whose tefillahs are going to be so powerful and whose karbonos are going to be so powerful, that he didn't know. That's why we had to be makdim in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. So it emerges then from the whole Ma'alach of the Psukim that Eliezer gave her the Tzmidim immediately. But not the Nezim. He just took the Nezim. He just took the nose ring. And it says Vayikach, like the Ramban says. He took it, but he didn't give it to her. Rashi says one thing he took, one thing he took and he didn't give, one thing he took and he did give. Vayikach is going on both. But the Vayitain is only on one of them. That's why it doesn't say Vayikach Vayitain. This is Vayikach. He takes the Nezim and the Shnei Tzmidim Al Yodea. So the Nezim he just took and the Shnei Tzmidim he actually gave to her. And that's Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Ayish Mishta, he didn't know, is he Matzliach or not? And then after he gave it to her, he asked. And that was after he gave her the Tzmidim, he asked. So Rashi wasn't Machrichlus from the Seder Aksuvim. So we can say in Mukta Mukha B'Torah. It's not from the Seder Aksuvim, from the Gufa Aksuvim, from the Lashon HaPasuk. It doesn't say Vayitain. It just says Vayikach. And what does the Pasuk say that he gave her? You see in the Pasuk that he gave her, the bracelets, which is a remez to Matan Torah, to the two luchos. Shnei Tzmidim, the two luchos. Like Rashi says. So Rashi's Medayik, he gave her the luchos. That's the Torah. That's because he's sure as far as Yitzchak is concerned. But there's no vayita, and he didn't give her yet the nezem. Why did he give her the nezem? Because he wasn't sure about what family she was from. He wasn't sure what family she was from. So then he asked. So you see from the Gufa Psukim, that first he gave her, meaning he gave her the tzmidim, and then he asked because he wasn't sure about her family. So you see that the giving came before the asking, at least partial giving, the giving of the tzmidim, comes before the asking what family you're from. So we ask, Ein muktam mukhar b'torah, nechinami. But you see from the lashon of the pasuk, the fact that he gave her the one and didn't give her the other, and then he asked, it must be that was the seder. At first he gave and then he asked. Had he asked first, he would have given her the nezim. He would have given the nezim as well, but he didn't give her the nezim. He only gave her the tzmidim because he hadn't asked yet, and only afterwards he asked. Now we understand why he gave her the tzmidim, because the tzmidim just symbolized that she's the one fitting for Yitzchak. So he wasn't looking for the whole package yet. First he says, first you're good for Yitzchak. Let me give you the tzmidim. That's matim for Yitzchak. You're Baalas Chesed, you're the one. Seres Hadibra is Torah, that's Yitzchak, that's the sort of Klal Yisrael. And in the meantime, it's not Nafkamina whose daughter you are. God, I gave God this chesed test. You passed it with flying colors. Take your jewelry. You deserve it. You're matin for Yitzchak. There's no reason to hold this back. I just have to find out now the second part. Whose family you're from. Now, of course, this is only a... part of the story. Now we get to Vayter, Pasuk Mem Zayin, Ve'eshel Va'asim. Rashi says, "Shina said Shleiv Tzu Dvar V'lo Melam Is Kol Emes." Shem Shukol Dvar V'Shel Yezer Aleim Im Kleim Kapei Shlichuto Shel Avram V'Atzlacha Ba'Idei Hashem. V'Avo Im Yeshchana Matzlech Darki Im Asher Ani Olech Aleha. In other words, we said before that the Atzlacha Saderech is going in the Derech of finding somebody from Avram's family. So the whole discussion, the whole siach, the whole talk of Eliezer to Rivka's family. Is she from Avram's family? That's that Sliach, that's the Yisro. Obviously, this, he also mentions the Chesed. But he wanted to know, Im Yeshna Namat, Im Yeshcha Namat Sliach Darki Asher Ani Olech Aleha. I want to know if I'm a Sliach in my Derech. What's that Sliach as a Derech? Then I'm doing the Shlichus of Avram, finding somebody from his family. Amrei Lahi Aisha Asher Ochiach Hashem Leven Adoni. In other words, it's not Mitzad Yitzchak, Mitzad Atzmo. It's Ben Adoni. Klapei Avram. V'atem yeshchem oisim chesed v'emsim adoini. Interesting how many times he says adoini. Pilei plus. V'zvoar shekol en idoni mehem urak klapei adoni. Hem pasuk nana lefinei rivka v'ti ashi isha leben adonecha kasher diber Hashem. V'haynu, dehenu omnam, tihi isha. Yilo la'adoni ala leben adonecha. She's going to be the wife of the son of my master, as God spoke. So she's going to be Yitzchak's wife, but mitzad that Hashem was matzliach as derech, that she's matim for Avram also. She has to be from Avram's family. V'yochul v'yishtu v'yom shalcheni la'adoni. Right, the whole Indian there, he's stressing to Eliezer's family, to Rivka's family, to Lavan and Besuel. It's all about Avram. Which family she's from? Is she fitting for Ben Adoni? Is Hashem Matzliach my Derech finding the right one for Adoni? Now, as far as Adono is concerned, there's no room for giving unless he knows Basmiat, whose daughter she is. And therefore, Eliezer was Mishan, and he said, Bistama. It was after he asked. Because otherwise they're going to chop and they're going to say, why'd you give before? Mitzad Adono, there's no room for the Nesina. Mitzad Eliezer, he had both things in mind. Is she good for Yitzchak? Is she a Baalas Chesed? Yitzchak's Midah was Din. Chesed, come together, it's beautiful, you make a Yankiv. So is she Matim for Yitzchak? Is she a Baalas Chesed? That was on his mind. And is she from Avram's family? And therefore, he gave her the jewelry that was fitting for being the Baalas Chesed, for being good for Yitzchak, but not from Avram's family yet. But now he's talking to Eliezer, he's talking to Lavan and Betsuah, talking to her family. So now he has to, there, the whole Yesod you see from the Pesukim, Yeshimatim for Avram. I want to find the right one if I'm going on the right derech. If she's good, Leben Adoni, 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 is she good for Avram, i.e., she from his family? So here he can't say that first he gave and then he asked. Because then they're going to say, what, are you crazy? All right, the whole vort is that first you should know what family she's from. So what did you give before you asked? So therefore he said, no, first I asked and then I gave. Even though, Lamaisa, that wasn't what happened. It wasn't what happened because as far as Eliezer is concerned, Eliezer was concerned, well, she also good for Yitzchak. So therefore, first he gave her the tzmidim. But what he's trying to convey to them is, I want to make sure she's the right one for Avram. She good for Adoni, Adoni, Adoni. And therefore, there's no reason to mention that first he gave her the tzmidim. Because that's not what he's trying to emphasize. He's trying to emphasize that she's the right one for Avram. And therefore, when he told the story, he said first, first I gave, first I asked, and then I gave. But Lamaisa, it's true, he didn't lie. Because when did she have both the Tzmidim and the Nezen? Only after he asked. Before he asked, she only had the Tzmidim. So when Eliezer recounts the story, and he says that I asked, and then she had both. So that's correct. At that point, he did place the nezem on her nose, and the tzmidim were on her hands. Now they have both. But before, and there was only one. So it's correct to say that I asked, and then I gave her the nezem and the tzmidim, because before he asked, she didn't have the nezem and the tzmidim. She only had the tzmidim. So therefore, to say I asked and then she had both is not a lie. Because before he asked, she didn't have both. She only had one. So that's the mahalach here in the parsha. These are the two things. We have the tefillah of Eliezer. She should be from the right family. The veida, and then they had the test of Rivka of chesed. And she passed the chesed test. That's matim for Yitzchak. He gives her the jewelry. That's matim that shows that she's the right one for Yitzchak without asking who she's from, because she already proved that she fits Yitzchak. He gives her the tzmidim, but he doesn't know if she's from Avram's family yet, so he can't give her the nezem, which is the karbonus, which is tefillah. He doesn't know yet if his tefillah is being answered, and if she's worthy of being the mother of the am of tefillah, svisha yisrael, so somebody avos kabo baratzin. He doesn't know if his tefillah is answered. How could he give her the jewelry which symbolizes tefillah? If his tefillah is answered, and she's from Avram's family, they know it's a good fit. His tefillah was answered, she's worthy of being the mother of the nation, that's the tefillahs are going to be answered. So he waited with that, and afterwards she told the story differently than it seemed to have happened the first time, because Lamaisi was just trying to convey to them that he was looking for somebody who's good for Adoni Avram. And the Icarus Hatzliach Darko, was he going to go in the Derech of Avram and find somebody from his family? So that's only... And only then did he give her the nezim, so he doesn't mention that he gave her the tzmidim before, because it's lo chashuv. That wasn't what the point he was trying to convey, and he wasn't lying because he was telling the truth. She only had both after he asked her. So obviously, there's so much more to say about this parasha, but this was Nifla B'Yosi and Amir Tashem. Hopefully, we'll revisit this. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.